This is Roy Lilly. Well, look, I want you to think about a word that's used every day, casually, not valued as much as it should be, and certainly not in the lexicon of management. It's a short word and almost invisible. But without it, most decision-making makes no sense, and nothing that's written will ever hang together. I've used the word in these opening paragraphs, and you won't guess what it is. You'll overlook it. I've just used it again. The word, it's a bread and butter word. There you go, I've just used it again. It's rarely a noun, used in technology it is, but more often we recognise it as a conjunction. As a noun, just for the bobble hats, defined as a circuit which produces an output signal only when signals are received simultaneously through all input connections. There you go. And that is defined as the AND gate. Yes, it's the AND word. As a conjunction, bread and butter, horse and cart, knife and fork. But there is a better, a more powerful and potent use for it. For example, we have a really neat app that allows the user to monitor their blood sugar. And? Well, it's a really neat app and it's easy to use. And? Well, it's good. Does it connect with the patient's health record? No. How is it calibrated and kept accurate? Dunno. And what are the outcomes? Dunno. Or another example, we've added to the capacity of the call centre to answer 999 calls more quickly. And the calls are answered really fast. Does it get more ambulances on the road? Give us more paramedics? No. Does it back calls up that we can't get to? Probably. And is a conjunction. It joins things up, words, ideas. It can't be left incomplete. It can't be left unresolved. If there's a this, there has to be a that. This and that. To resolve and means we have to link things up. What's next? What are the consequences? Used in management speak, it provides the same function. It makes us join things up. We're setting up a diagnostic unit. And, well, they're very modern and quick and give excellent images. And, well, the patients love them. Do we have skilled staff to operate them? And if we increase our capacity to diagnose conditions more quickly, do we have the capacity to treat them more quickly? And, used in this context, forces us to look at the patient pathway as a supply chain and forces us to look beyond the change or the innovation we're dropping into the system. It's easy to mesmerise ourselves with a new thing or project and forces us to think about what our new thing or idea actually does or doesn't. And makes us ask not just what the impact is, but how it will reverberate across the system. And is the ultimate open question. Closed questions we don't want. For example, do you want a drink? Answer, no thanks. Did you go to the meeting? Closed question. Answer, yes or no. Throw in an and you get, it was chaotic, badly chaired, overran, and we decided nothing. And repeated turns a closed question into a final question, narrowing and drilling down. And, well, we decided nothing. And we're going back again next week, and in the meantime, we'll be sent more data. Better questions get better answers. Questions are asked for three reasons. The question's important, the answer's important, and what the question reveals is important. Rarely, the first answer is the one you're looking for. Curiosity or an inquisition. The way questions are asked is important. For example, when a doctor makes a mistake, there's an inquisition. Livelihoods, professional standing, careers are threatened. The process can take years and people clam up. Often the truth is never discovered. If when a doctor makes a mistake, we're curious, we learn more. I made a mistake. And? I confused the dose. I administered a treatment wrongly. I was tired. I got muddled. It's only then we can start to learn, preventing it happen to someone else. There are universal questions that managers routinely apply in any business, service or sector. They are, you'll be familiar with them. What, where, when, why, who, how or how much, and what if. Add to the list, and you have a way to unroll, unpack and lay out what you know, what you don't know and what's the upshot. There once was a furniture store. They sold tables. Not very many. "We can't sell tables," the manager said. "Why?" "They won't fit into a family car." "And?" "People have to unscrew the legs to get them home and they can't be bothered." "And?" "We could deliver." "And?" "That will put the price up." "And?" "Well, we could do it for them. Take the legs off. Make the tables flat pack with the screws and instructions to assemble them at home." "And?" Well, that's how IKEA was born. Thanks for listening. I hope we'll talk again soon.